Ik word als de Alhambra en also bij de regen. Second piece. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Quinton, for that wonderful performance. And thank you all for being here. The rest of the evening is going to be an exploration for all of you to just look at all the beautiful artworks and take your time, talk to the artists. We all have a name tag, and you can buy prints and comics and zines over at the merch table. Thank you.
Thank you. flashes.
Oh.
Hi. Wil jij iets vertellen? Of niet?
I didn't.
Engels, Nederlands?
Engels, is allemaal goed.
English. Yeah. Yeah, well, we're live on Radio Potterpool. And it's a lot of noise here. I was about to go out to smoke, but maybe we can talk outside a little bit. Just a little bit, maybe?
Sometimes move this for me. Yes, or click it.
There were some, yeah, because I really liked how you mentioned the binary and the scales, the sliding scales. That are basically the root of all evil.
Are they the root of all
evil? The binary thought. Well, the binary thought is a root of a lot of evil, let me put it that way.
Yes, people like to simplify things and put them in labels, and that makes things harder than they should be, but...
Yeah. In all aspects of life, everything is being split in two, and it's like always two camps, and it's like polarizing things, and polarizing is like directing it to two poles, which are like binary...
That's true, but I don't think that's the fault of the binary itself. The binary just exists, even though I don't think it really exists, to be honest. It's a system, and I feel like it's more people wanting to make things simple, more easy to digest. And
it's about simplicity, because binary does... I mean, where is binary in nature,
it's
in reality?
Created,
water and air, maybe that's kind of binary.
No, it's not, because water and air, like, why does it have to be against each other? There's no...
That's a
created system, basically. It's
And air contains water, and water contains air, and it's all a matter of percentage. And
there's
also,
like, atoms, of course, and there's not one or two atoms, basically.
No.
The only thing that there's, like, a binary system is, are you here or are you not here? You can ask a question, or...
Ah, here or not here.
Existing or not existing?
Yeah,
that's
living or dead.
That's the only binary. But then still it's not really a binary, because you can die, but then your body still exists and will be...
Yeah,
there.
Dying is not so binary, absolutely. Binary is a slow process sometimes.
Yes. Some people die slowly, but it's also...
I know people who've been dying for years already.
Yeah.
But they just take a lot of time now, as a bad joke, but... And the other thing you said about perfection, which is really nice, because computers kind of make us want to be perfect in a way, in many ways also, because it's also on the cosmetic outside, in the social media, there's a lot of this going on. And perfection, why?
I think it's an illusion, basically. So it doesn't really exist, and I'm just giving it a shape. And perfection means that you have to deliver the same outcome all the time. That's kind of... But I don't really believe it exists. But I believe you can apply it to something if you have like the guardrails around it. But
perfection is a lot of times it's like you follow all the rules in the proper way, then it is perfect. But that's not what perfection is about. Perfection is about, to me, it's like polishing a pearl until it's like really, really, really shiny and beautiful. And that can be perfection.
It could be, but if you take a microscope and zoom in.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But I think
it's always perception.
Yeah, but I think perfection is, of course, created, and also through computers, you can create the illusion of perfection.
Yeah.
Basically. And because you're kind of, in theory, creating the same thing over and over again. So it's, I don't know, it's just like,
Or creating every separate episode according to the right rules, so there is a series that is perfect.
And perfection is also in that way kind of normative, as in you only can reach perfection if it doesn't, like, or at least social perfection or perfection to everyone is only when you don't break any rules, when you don't stand out, and then you have something boring, which is then again not perfect. So
Yeah, so this whole idea of perfection is kind of bullshit, because what we want is that things work.
Yes.
And for things to work, they don't have to be perfect.
Yeah, but also I think computers prove that it can't do. You have to do like either of the two, because a computer can deliver like the same outcome every time.
Yeah.
But if the computer is like in a different circumstance, it's too hot, or I don't know, something.
Yeah, yeah. Computers can make beautiful errors.
Yeah, but they can't think for themselves, so they can't, like, the thing with the human, if you ask a human a question, it will always give an answer. It won't be the same, but for a computer it will be. And I think you're trading the one for the other, like, the perfection of, unless someone, I don't know, whatever, but someone always giving a response and always being able to deal at least some way with the circumstance, or the perfection of like, delivering the same thing every time and being the same.
Yeah, delivering, yeah.
Yeah,
delivering is what computers are good in, if you give them the right recipe, but this whole idea of having to deliver is, I mean, we don't have to deliver, we just need to make this world a good place,
exactly.
Finally, somehow, I don't know, make some parts at least.
Exactly.
Good, like here in Nokia.
Just have to live, take care of each other.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like the whole thing with people going around with money and like the stocks and everything, it's basically just a wizarding system. As in,
what, a wizarding system?
It's basically like magic. Because we've all written up these rules.
Yeah.
And then some people do random things and
you might get
something fantastic.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, it doesn't really, at some point it doesn't really have anything to do anymore with the real world.
Yeah.
And it's,
well, it's, you know, now it's like the bitcoins have the same properties as the money thing, but bitcoins are not accepted by everyone, so you can really see, you can experience what it is to have like a currency that's not real.
Yeah.
But I mean, the currency we're using is just as not real as the bitcoin.
Yes. When it's based on, and it's actually gold, of course, then you actually have a material, and then you have something that is tradable.
Yeah, but the gold standard was lost
ages ago.
Decades ago.
But at the same time, it's a little bit based on something physical, but the Bitcoin is loose, kind of.
Yeah, it's completely separate, but to me, money itself is also, it's like, I don't know, it's a nice way to organize things in a neoliberal capitalist way, but I think we should find ways to use some kind of currency that's not invasive, colonial, exploitative.
Yes. Yeah.
You name it.
Yeah, just set up the systems in a different way, maybe.
Well, we need to translate other values into something.
Yeah,
because now the only value that's really relevant is like the monetary value, is the euros number. Fuck off.
But it's like a social.
That's nothing. I mean, what's really important is so many other things.
Yes. Like, I feel like it's a social contract, of course. So if enough people decide, like, hey, we're using this other way, but that's very hard to do, to agree enough people.
Well, yeah, the thing is that people are delusional right now. People believe things that are, I don't know. People believe weird things.
Yeah, exactly. Many people.
Yeah.
I mean, also, I
probably... But really convinced, like, not like... I think it's like this, but it's like no, you don't see it yet. It is like this.
Yes. I don't know. I think with like believing things, it's for me like my guide is if I believe it out of fear or if I believe it out of I don't know trust or intuition.
Yeah.
Like if you believe it out of bad experience, then usually it's something that you shouldn't trust because it's I don't know how to explain. Yeah, I know, like whatever, maybe people are right that are negative or whatever, but we won't know. And if like being positive doesn't work for me, why would being negative work for me?
But what do you want to achieve? I mean, if you want to achieve a world that's a bit more friendly, then I don't know.
because you kind of created, of course.
Yeah.
We're all still artists and creators in this
yeah,
world.
Yeah, and I mean,
and
we all create our world as we live, as we, I mean, yeah. We are creating life right now here, and this is happening. So this is what we're doing, and this is where we can, yeah, where we can yeah. show and tell that it's yeah. like this is also possible.
You also have this, I don't know, this theory of. Usually we have like nowadays a theory of progress and time, and it's like progress always has to be linear, and you have to get more from something, and like that's the way the money system is up. You have to keep increasing
yeah.
the money you
yeah.
have and blah blah.
Yeah.
And I think it ties to the concept of time that we have. It also has to progress and has to get better. But I feel like the way you look at it, there are like pockets of time and pockets of space,
yeah,
which
yeah,
actually
yeah.
are, if you look at progress, as people being more open.
Uh-huh.
It actually sometimes is people more open at a small space and time, and then it unprogresses because I know I go to another place and then like in a place that's less progressive in a way.
Mm.
And I feel like we can find our own pockets in time and space that
yeah.
are more progressive than the rest.
Pockets of time and space.
Yes.
I like that.
That maybe will exist for a while, but I feel like will return
yeah.
in a way in a different place because
oh.
people will still want the same things.
Mm.
And I think it's important to like look for those buckets basically because they will be there because people will be creating them.
Yeah.
They might disappear if like shit is going really bad,
mm.
or they might pop up if shit is going really well. But you might have like the most like the greatest space ever, like for one afternoon with your friends.
Yeah.
Or just go to a random city and have the most
yeah.
progressive or to you or the
mm.
most nicest space.
Mm.
That maybe even if the future is more progressive, then the average of that future won't be as good as like the one afternoon, you know?
Yeah.
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 Because I don't know, time doesn't have to be like. Yeah. Time
yeah.
can be cyclical.
Well, time, I mean, the way time is being dealt with is like really number-based
yes.
in our current reality. And
yeah.
I don't know, last time I looked, I couldn't find any numbers in nature.
Yeah.
When I look at the birds, when they eat, they come a bit around when the sun is about to go down, then they come to eat. And
yeah.
there is no time.
There's
just infinite cycles of
yes.
Different levels of time.
Yeah, if you don't have a calendar, you basically use the time repeats because the day repeats and then.
Yeah, it's all kinds of repetitions. It's all kinds of cycles, but it's you can put numbers. Sure. Yeah. And you can put all kinds of numbers with it, but I mean the numbers are a human invention to control.
Yes. Yeah. It's
I mean,
it's
not why it's invented, but this is how it's being used now. The numbers are all being used for control and manipulation and propaganda, and to keep you away from the actual subjects. I mean, I don't have to know how many people have been killed in Gaza today.
Yes.
This is all the headlines.
Yes, exactly.
So many people killed there, so many people killed there, so many people killed there. But I mean, that's not the subject.
No.
The subject is not how many people are killed. The subject is what's happening there.
Yes.
And that's... Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to talk about that.
I feel like once you turn something into numbers, it kind of becomes easy to...
Yeah, it becomes controllable. It
yeah.
becomes. That's why capitalism wants to commodify everything. Wants to... commodify, yeah, even water here is commodified. It's because it becomes a number, it becomes controllable, it becomes monetizable also. And this is really important because when it's monetizable, hell breaks loose.
Yes, exactly. I don't know. I feel like capitalism is like a creature. Because it's a creature, it's like self-thinking because it's like not something that one person creates, it's something that specific people profit off.
Yeah.
And they feed the creature. And the
yeah.
creature gets bigger, and then the creature gives people some shit back that feed it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then it doesn't give the people capitalism stuff back that doesn't feed it. And it's kind of this thing that's like evolution or whatever. This is like lives by itself. It's not like some people profit of it so much that they like feed it a lot. And they feed it a lot. Because
some people catch a wave and they surf hard and they like.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
because I feel like, I don't know, sometimes people talk about it like that it wants something, but it's not, I don't think it's something that is like, that wants something, it's just that something, it will grow if you feed it, basically. It's like, if you think of the principle of evolution, it's the one that, the thing that propagates the fastest. Mm. Like the plant that will grow the most babies.
But also the one that deviates. The one that deviates is the one that's going to propagate evolution, because the one that deviates is going to change things.
If there's no obstacle, so if there's no obstacle that one deviation is better at overcoming,
then the deviation
will just like
water down, or maybe combine with something else.
And capitalism is kind of like evolution that will come to life. Like it's
it's so hyperized.
Yeah,
it's very hyperized because I mean the difference of information between when I was your age, for example, I don't know how old, but let's say that the information density. Humans are not made to consume this much information with their brains. This is not what humans are made for. This is what humans are capable of. Humans are not capable of consuming full screen info all day. This is impossible.
It's
killing your brain. And even worse, when the companies that provide you this bullshit are like kissing the ring, they're fascists. So stop it.
Yes, but also what would be worse? Like, because the brain is of course a growing machine. What if our brain grows so that it actually needs to consume this? Because it learns.
Well, the worst idea I heard was a doll operated by AI that you can give to a baby.
Oh, terrible.
And I immediately imagine farms with babies. You give them a doll and they will socialize in the way that you want.
Yeah. But you can't.
And this is really, really close. This is. I mean, the fact that you can think of it means it's probably already somebody is experimenting with this.
Yeah.
And this is a very real possibility that we will have baby farms that will be in cheap countries and they will grow humans to. I don't know.
I don't
fight the wars.
I think that actually like is too expensive. I think, to be honest,
an AI baby is not AI doll is not expensive.
No, but like, why would they spend money in raising humans? Because you're talking about
that. Well, because babies are now raised by humans, which is unreliable because humans are piece of shit, you know.
But like,
and the AI knows best what's good for a baby.
But why would you not like give the AI a body instead? Because that's
well, maybe the baby is the body of the AI.
I mean,
can be.
It's possible.
Smart AI can do it.
Yeah, but to be honest, if you already look at like the robots that are made, I think we're like 10 years away from having a robot that can like walk the dog.
The robot dogs are really good with the army and.
But I know there's probably part of it is also propaganda because they want us to believe like
there
oh my
is
god
a lot of propaganda
this country is so good at making robot dogs they're gonna kill us all. Oh they're so impressive oh like it's probably I don't know if they either work better than they say they do or they work worse. It's probably either of those.
Well, they will be better. That's the worst part of it. And it's going fast, you know, because the AI can.
And I mean they're fighting also wars with drones, which are wars with drones, right?
And
that's
full on drones now.
Much easier than risk.
Small, cheap drones that can explode. It's easy.
You
can buy them in a toy shop.
But to be honest, I think that's better than like sending humans because then other rich people can like throw their drones at each other as long as they don't bother me. It's gonna take some land.
I think the few idiots that really want war, we put them on an island. We send all the weapons we find on the whole planet. We send them all to this island, and they can just do whatever they want.
Yes.
And we will take care of the world.
Yeah. But I think someone else told me that the way that wars are fought now feels a little bit like the medieval way they fought. Cold War, because they kind of used to like poke their spears at each other and go I killed one person, I hurt one person, we leave, and it kind of feels like, is it, in a way it feels like that, because we're just throwing our drones at each other, not really, at least, but there are a lot of people that are being killed, so maybe, I don't know.
It feels weird,
it's too much to comprehend and to process as a normal human being. Yeah, and even if we get that good at processing that stuff, what will remain of you if you're good at processing?
I'm easy. I will refuse. I don't do it anymore. I like to leave some space in my head for my own thoughts.
I used to listen to radio. It helps because it kind of gives you the biggest news, and then you know it basically, and the rest you all know through friends or whatever. It's filtered.
So, but what are your because you made quite a fancy device there. It's very funny. I have some really nice pictures.
Love it. Yeah.
And do you have plans with this one? Are you going to make other stuff? Are you,
I like. The lovely thing about digital is that you can reuse stuff basically once you have it, and you can like evolve it. I'm gonna be evolving it. I don't know, in November, October, somewhere. Hopefully, I'm gonna be doing performance with it, so I'll be building a body. So yeah, I mean, follow my socials or whatever.
I mean, it's very close to like the way you could operate music also.
Yeah, it's there's of course people who use for the same software as well to work with software because you
is it Pure Data or something?
It's Touch Designer. Touch Designer. There's some code in there for the printer, but it's quite close to code the way you see
it. It's like visual programming.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, nice.
It's so you kind of use it, and the nice part of it is like a very open software. So you can have like so many options in what you can set up. Like usually compared to like video editing programs, you have all these tools, but you can only have like one end product. But the lovely thing about this software is the live software, so you can render 3D in there. You can actually edit sound as well, and there are so many out and inputs that you can work with musical instruments in there. You can connect it to all these things, which makes it kind of like a sandbox, because you can code everything in there. And like, so there's so many options, which is lovely. So I can also like evolve everything.
Yeah.
Which is great.
I mean, I see that there might be some people.
This has been the second version of this installation. Because I also did my graduation show. Yeah, and I was actually fun thing about this one is that I have to, which is part of my research, the glitching and of course the perfectionism that the computers create, but they can deal with different circumstances. So now I have a different beamer that shows the image, but it goes to sleep very quickly. So
I experienced this a few times already, because once I wanted to do something, I thought okay, and then I touched it and then the screen was gone.
So it kind of goes to sleep very quickly. So I have like a wireless mouse, and I'm actually walking around just pressing the button. And I kind of love that it makes the installation kind of a creature that needs to, like a Tamagotchi, you know, you need to like, so I'm thinking of actually making a small installation at some point later. It's kind of like, and I have this mouse, and I make like a live mouse, and I give it to people and go like, if you don't like move this, the mouse will die, you know, and I just try to see like, because then I hope it's going to be interactive, so people will like, if they've done like petting the mouse, they will give it to somewhere else. So I hope like the installation would like live on in that way, which I think is lovely from the computer glitch basically to have like this idea. So now I don't have the mouse with me, and I give it to someone else, like please touch it. So it's a living thing in a way, even though it isn't, of course.
Okay. Well, anything else you want to shelf, screen, sing?
I don't know. Just have fun in life. Try to do everything that feels good for you. Unless it's hurting other people, stop that. And follow, try to be authentic, which I think is great.
Yeah. Find your path.
Exactly. Like, if you don't like doing something, usually there's a reason for that. It's that simple. That's my philosophy. Also for helping people usually. So.
Yeah, you'll feel when it's right when you help someone, right? I mean, and if it doesn't feel right, then probably there's something else.
And don't listen too much to other people. Try to follow your own instincts.
Yeah, find your own path.
People that think that pretend they know everything usually don't really know everything. So yeah, that's my advice. Yeah. Don't listen to people too much.
Okay, well, thank you very much. That was some very good advice.
I like that advice. Thank you for having me. It was lovely.
Yeah, and you can listen back if you want later on this, this archive.
Because you have like a...
Well, yeah, I go to places I like when things are happening that I like. And then, yeah.
That's great.
So.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Lieve luisteraar. En dat was het dan ook wel nu, denk ik, voor...
Wat was de wat is de show bij ADM ook weer, morgen?
Vanavond is het Punks.
Ja.
Ja. Uit Bogota.
Ja.
Sick.
En morgen is het uit Colombia komen ze. Nee, uit Argentinië komen ze. Het heet... Fanfaria del Blabla. Bla. En ze doen crossover, cumbia, Balkan, weet ik veel, uit Argentinië.
Fucking sick, toch?
Sounds beautiful.
Ja.
Wow.
Dus wij gaan.
Nou, daar gaan we morgen allemaal heen.
Ik don't know yet. Moet nog even kijken of ik kan.
Misschien slapen. Ja, natuurlijk kan jij. Dus ja, tot morgen. Ja, als je vanavond nog wil feesten, dan kun je naar het Vrijpaleis. Daar is die opening aan de gang met Ruigoord, Ribbels en alles en zo. En als je nog verder wil gaan, dan kan je ook naar het Groene Veld. Dat is punkavond. En anders ga je gewoon lekker wat anders doen. En ik ga nu ook wat anders doen. Dus nou, dit was het voor nu van hier uit de Okkie. Van de Too Cool for Art School avond in de Okkie. En... nou, een andere keer gaan we weer iets anders uitzenden, maar ja, je weet het, we weten nog niet wanneer, dus blijf lekker luisteren naar Radio Pottenpoel, want er komt altijd meer.
Das war Fokus Südwest von Radio Störfunk, Moderation und Redaktion Hans Gräf und Ralf Snorava.
We zijn live op Radio Pottenpoel. En we hebben net ook jullie muziek uitgezonden. Echt bizar mooi, hè?
Je hebt al gehoord wat het was en zo. Ja,
ja, ik heb net, ze heeft het al wat dingetjes verteld.
Ja, mooi maar dat het goed aankomt.
Ja. Ja, ja, het is een beetje gemixt met die verhalen.
Ja.
Het was echt zo intens.
Ja, nou, ik heb het gekozen, die muziek. Ik kan niks vinden over bossen of kolen of bergen. Dacht ik, moet ik nou een muziekstuk kiezen?
Bergen moet toch wel kunnen?
Misschien is er iets, maar ik vond het gewoon mooi als muziek zelf een beetje karakter heeft van de ceremonie.
Ja, want wat voor muziek was het dan allemaal eigenlijk?
Want, ja, dat intermezzo tussendoor waren altijd stukjes uit van John Dowland, Lacrimae heet het. Of Flow My Tears. Dat is tranen mogen vloeien. Ja. En opeens ging het over rivieren en beekjes. En dan dacht ik opeens, ja, daar mogen we wel om huilen eigenlijk. Wat allemaal om kapot is. Of, ja, dat was het wat
nou ja,
vijf keer kwam.
Past het ook wel bij mijnen en zo natuurlijk. Want mijn is een soort van omgekeerde rivier. Die door een soort terreur de verkeerde kant op gegraven wordt.
Ja. Ja, dat kan, mag je allemaal erin horen.
De rivieren zijn de tranen van de mijnen misschien wel.
Ja, zou ik kunnen zien, ja.
Ja. Maar het was mooi.
Mooi, fijn om te horen, ja.
Ben jij dan ook een soort aanjager van dit orkest? Titanic Quartet heet het, toch?
Nou, nee. Ik heb er twee keer nu meegedaan.
Okay.
Maar het is een hele pool van muzici die twee keer bekijken of het past.
Ja,
of,
ja. Ja, het lijkt me heel fijn. En wat doe jij verder? Want jij bent een cellist.
Ja.
En doe jij in het dagelijks leven? Doe
ja, doe ik
het
ook zelf spelen, ja.
Oké, okay,
in een concertgebouworkest zit ik. Huh? In een concertgebouworkest zit ik, ja. Dus, maar daar spelen we nooit op zo'n koude plek eigenlijk. Of het is heel bijzonder.
Nee, je hebt wel dikke sokken nodig.
Maar het is wel net droog gebleven onder het dakje hier.
Ja, ik was ook wel blij met het dakje, want het spetterde toch wel een beetje.
Ja.
Maar dus dat, dat lijkt me ook wel een drukke baan eigenlijk, want je moet veel spelen eigenlijk. Overdag moet je oefenen, dus avond moet je uitvoeren, toch?
Ja.
Ja. Wil je dat al lang?
Ja, heel lang.
Ben jij beroemd ook? Of niet?
Nee. Nee, het is mooi om een klein groepje te spelen af en toe, kamermuziek.
Ja.
Waarbij je elkaar hoort, iedereen zijn eigen stem
heel
heeft.
Direct. Het is heel, Je bent alle vier echt.
Ja, en het is ook mooi om echt aan een doel te verbinden of in een context te plaatsen, die muziek.
Ja. Ja.
Waar het voor iets gaat.
Nou, ik hoop dat je het daar heel druk mee gaat krijgen komend jaar. Er moet een hoop gebeuren, dus we hebben een hele hoop muziek nodig.
Ja, helaas. Eigenlijk zou het mooi zijn als we een feest kunnen vieren en het allemaal goed gaat een keer.
Nou, maar ik denk ook dat jullie ook wel feestachtige muziek kunnen spelen, toch?
Ja, nee, vandaag was het echt bijzonder triest. En,
Nou, laten we hopen dat er in de loop van het jaar ergens een feestelijke uitvoering is van de Titanic Orchestra.
Ja.
Titanic Quartet, moet ik zeggen. Sorry.
Ja, wie weet wat er nog allemaal aankomt. Ja.
Wil je verder nog iets pakken? Zeggen?
Nee, bedankt.
Oké, nou, dankjewel.
Dank voor het luisteren.
Nou, fijne dag nog. Dat was nog iemand van het kwartet.